This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Well, good morning, America. And excuse me, America. This is Gun Owners News Hour. Long have I thought that a lot of these things you see popping up under these various names, they all go to the same place. And lately, another one has been popping up, and it's going to the same place. The Trace, which is the propaganda arm of Bloomberg's gun control empire, wants you to believe that it's just a regular newsroom, you know, like Uncle Walter Cronkite is there, and he's, you know, you can hear the teletypes coming in. This is just a bunch of journalists there, and they're taking in all the news that's fit to be news. And that's a fiction that they go to great lengths to maintain. Now, they call themselves the only newsroom dedicated to covering gun violence. And they refer to themselves as journalists rather than an anti-gun activist who is paid by Bloomberg to write anti-gun propaganda. The Trace has been in existence for 8 years. And it doesn't really have to sell anything because Bloomberg's behind it, and they don't need any other income stream at all to maintain themselves. Excuse me. USA Today has collaborated with the Trace multiple times and even allowed Trace activists to produce and edit content, which appeared in the newspaper under a joint byline. And on their website, they say, we have partnered with more than 170 national and local media organizations. We're always looking to start new partnerships. One Trace activist, Jennifer Masia, described herself as a senior news writer at Team Trace, bristled recently when her employer was compared to Everytown, another anti-gun group funded by Bloomberg. So on the Twitter, she got out there and she said, you know, the Trace is not a gun control org. We don't lobby. We don't tell readers to support laws. We don't publish our opinions. We're all journalists. None of us have ever worked in advocacy. Our backgrounds are easily searchable. Why do you persist with this myth? So, you know, enter Rob Romano, an intelligent associate at the Firearms Policy Coalition. Romano pointed out a stunning similarity between the IRS Form 990s for the Trace and Everytown, because both nonprofits share the same president, John Feinblatt. Now, Feinblatt is Bloomberg's gun control capo. He's in charge of all of his gun control advocacy and lobbying operations. And if you look at it, it shows Feinblatt is also listed as two nonprofits' principal officer. And the 990s show that the Trace and Everytown also use the same phone number. Both nonprofits were incorporated in Delaware, which is known for its stringent corporate privacy laws. Romano put the two 990s up in a tweet to Masia, stating simply, the president of your organization is literally the president of Everytown. I've had a few ads play in various places over the course of my time on the air that I occupy in various places. And then I go call that number, and it always goes to Everytown. And, you know, they put it out there under some seemingly innocuous, save the lives of children from suicide, that kind of thing. But it all goes to Everytown. Now, gun owners have always known about the nexus between the Trace and Bloomberg and all of his organizations, between the Trace and Everytown, between the Trace and Moms, between the Trace and, you know, the mayors. So, the legacy media likes to act like that's not really a thing. So they can turn a blind eye and act like this propaganda is something they can run, and they're guilt-free from it because they're just journalists. And if they acknowledged the reality that the Trace is nothing but another anti-gun advocacy group, they couldn't ethically publish their work. Although I have a very serious belief that they would probably publish it anyway. Because I don't honestly think that they have ethics, to be quite honest with you. But that's neither here nor there. Gannett uses its principles of ethical conduct for newsrooms as a way to keep control of its thousands of journalists. And the numerous collaborations violate many of their ethical principles, like exercising fair play, maintaining independence. We will maintain an impartial arm's-length relationship with anyone seeking to influence the news. We'll be free of improper obligations to news sources, newsmakers, and advertisers. Ensuring the truth principle. We will not intentionally slant the news. Conducting investigative reporting. This is a doozy, because in this they say they're going to evaluate legal and ethical issues fully, involving appropriate colleagues, superiors, lawyers, or dispassionate outside parties in the editorial process, and be careful about trading information with sources or authorities, particularly if it could lead to an impression that you're working in concert against an individual or entity. And then there's editing skeptically. Protect against being manipulated by advocates and special interests. So their collaboration with the Trace, and basically with everybody else as it comes down to it, they're not exactly doing it by their own set of rules. Now, in a perfect world, every newspaper that ever published any of this drivel would retract it and then issue apologies to the readers along with a promise to never do it again. But we're talking guns. And guns, it's always okay to be against guns. There's never a day when it's not okay to be against guns. And when I say it's always okay to be against guns, I mean it's always okay to be against guns. If they continue to publish stories from proven anti-gun activists, it makes me wonder if they're ever going to partner up with NRA or GOA or NSSF or Second Amendment Foundation or any of these other guys for future content. That would be the fair thing to do. I don't expect them to do it because they have an agenda and they're down with the agenda of the Trace. But we shouldn't allow them to get away with it. We're just journalists, you know. Okay, you're not journalists. And here's the thing. This is the thing about, quote, the news. Everything in the news comes at you with a certain bias, right? Just accept that for what it is and understand what it means and realize this one thing. When it comes to guns, there are very few entities that will get out there and say that that is a right that are in the news. Very, very few. Probably not. I don't even know how many there would be. That's the thing about what this is and what I do and what you are and all this other stuff. Very rare out there. Very rare. So I just thought that was interesting. Lee Williams found all this stuff out, and he shared it with me and some other things. It's always fun to collaborate. I don't collaborate with Lee. I talk with him. I wouldn't even say I ever given him any. I just talk with him. That's all I do. That's all I do. So whenever you see if you really wanted to save yourself some time and wasted effort, I just wouldn't even look at it. But as I say that, I realize some people do watch the news. So just be advised that what you're watching is not objective. It's subjective. And in some cases, it's tied to anti-gun agitprop that's out there for you to try to change your mind. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25% plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
1 in 3 adults has prediabetes. 1 in 3. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While 1 in 3 adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Welcome back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. Politicians in New York and California push extreme gun control restrictions that they know are only going to influence the law-abiding under the guise of preventing crime, keeping people safe. Newsom and Hochul, New York Governor Hochul, California Governor Newsom. You know what? Your voters disagree. because perception is reality. That's what it all boils down to. A lot of people think the government is all powerful, but that is a perception. And sometimes perception gets altered by reality. What you presume gets replaced by what you know. Now, if the voters feel endangered by surging criminal violence and continue to see news stories of violent criminals being let off easy by soft-on criminal prosecutors in their cities, they're going to act to ensure their safety. And that would include legally purchasing a gun for self-defense, maybe even as a first-time buyer. It could also mean giving some of these people that are elected, like some of these prosecutors, boot them out of office. Interestingly, even though voters perceive politicians as failing, they still vote them in. They still vote for them. I find that interesting only in that it is it's sad in a way to me. It doesn't matter what these anti-gun, anti-safety officials tell them. They'll just double down and say, well, what we did didn't work, so we're going to do more of it. And they'll just go, okay. So last month, Hochul tried to calm the New Yorkers' fears about how dangerous their cities have become. She bragged about her administration's efforts to implement strict gun control. Our efforts are working. And she used the example of New York State Trooper Richard Albert, who was shot in the arm after pulling over a speeding car, as how recently enacted strict gun control is working to keep New Yorkers safe. She failed to mention that the guy that shot Trooper Albert had a long criminal history, had served an 11-year prison term, and was a prohibited individual barred from legally owning, possessing, or purchasing a gun. That individual never followed any of the strict laws enacted by Hochul. And that was June. Now in July, a new report from Siena College reveals that New Yorkers aren't buying the governor's rosy outlook. New polling report titled, 61% worry about being crime victim, half worry about their safety in public places. 61%, that's a significant number. The report also said that 36% of New Yorkers, more than one-third, felt threatened by a stranger's actions in a public place. Don Levy, the SCRI director, said, crime isn't just something that happens to others far away, according to New Yorkers. While 87% say crime is a serious problem in our state, and 57% say it's a problem in their community, a disturbingly high 61% say they're worried about what it is happening to them. A majority are concerned about themselves or their loved ones being safe in public places, and many are taking steps to protect themselves as best they can. In poker, you would call that a tell. That is a very telling line. In New York City, crime is still in the front of the mind. And you can see it weekly. Transit authorities stated very nonchalantly it had been a bad couple of weeks after multiple stabbings and shootings. The new thing is to drive around on a scooter and target people. And a murderer who randomly shot several people, killing one of them. Last week, three people were shot in Times Square, which, along with the subways and much of New York City, are all prohibited sensitive areas that are gun-free zones, where the law-abiding can't carry a gun. The reaction from the New York leaders are revealing. Hochul already said she'll dodge and distract to deny reality. Eric Adams, the mayor, has a long gun control track record. He blamed the media for reporting on the violence, not the criminals perpetrating the violence. He said they start the day picking up the news, the morning papers. They see some of the most horrific events that may happen throughout the previous day. That plays on their psyche. This makes the voices make them go there because of that. Then you go to California. There he brags of his state's leadership in denying constitutional rights, attacking, everything about the Second Amendment. Right now, he's on a Media Love Fest tour for his effort to enact a 28th Amendment to the Constitution, which eradicates the right to keep and bear arms. Sort of teasing some presidential ambitions. But an annual crime report shows that the Californian fear of increasing crime is justified, according to the report. And we get this. The 2022 report revealed that the state's violent crime rate increased by 6.1% since 2021. Property crime is up 6.2%. Homicides dipped very slightly, but robberies jumped by 10.10%. California's perception of crime spiked during the pandemic, as did certain types of crime. Nearly 2 in 3 Californians call violence and street crime in their local community a problem. This includes 31% who call them a big problem. 7% increase from February 2020. During the height of the pandemic, the LAPD told everybody to cooperate and comply if they found themselves being victimized by criminals. In San Francisco, they got rid of Chase Bodine for his failure to address the crime. Now you got another George Soros-backed prosecutor who's facing the music that she wrote. Alameda County DA Pamela Price is battling a recall effort over failing soft-on-crime policy. She responded to criticism of her track record by stating that her role has really had no impact on crime. She also, where is it? It is also stated in there, the line, many are taking steps to protect themselves as best they can, you know. That was the line from the Siena College poll. And that's what's happening in New York and California. In New York, 145,000 have purchased a gun so far. Since 2020, the total is 1.4 million. In California, more than 473,000 have purchased a firearm at retail in just the first 6 months of the year. Since 2020, they've bought more than 3.8 million firearms. The crime that they've allowed, the crime that they've actually facilitated, is going to be part of their undoing. And the thing that tipped it all, of course, was the transgender nonsense. But that's a story for another day. Isn't it? We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA News Update. President Biden taking action to curb sexual assault in the military.
The president signed an executive order today stripping commanders of the authority to decide whether to pursue charges in cases of sexual abuse, rape, and murder. The decision will instead fall to a new group of independent special prosecutors, advocates of military sexual assault victims for years have pressed for such cases to be taken out of the chain of command, arguing victims were too often denied justice. I'm Lisa Taylor.
Americans will only be able to buy LED lights from retailers as a ban on incandescent light bulbs begins next week. The ban officially starts on Tuesday. It'll only be illegal for stores to sell the light bulbs and companies to manufacture them, but it won't be illegal to own. The Department of Energy said LED lights provide more light using less energy and last a lot longer. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. Going back to California, going back to Cali. San Jose has successfully implemented a requirement that lawful gun owners have to have liability insurance to cover accidental discharge of their firearm. That law is in effect and theoretically enforceable, although there is a lawsuit against it right now and still ongoing in a California court. But the city has yet to issue a single citation, and many cops are unclear on how and when to enforce this ordinance. I just love to know who writes that kind of insurance. I don't know of any insurance like that. This is, of course, they're trying to implement what's called the Gun Harm Reduction Ordinance, which went into effect at the start of this year. Now, for the I don't even know how you would, I mean, how would you even approach this? Because if it's about an accidental discharge, who's reporting this? Who's reporting this in a way to where you have to go file a claim? What if you accidentally fire the gun into a dirt berm? Are you going to file a claim? The local leaders, of course, thought this was a smoking hot idea. The mayor, Sam Liccardo. You also have to pay an annual fee of $25 to an unidentified nonprofit to support resources for people affected by gun harm, especially those who live at home with a gun. They're getting ready to do the second round of training. This is July. So am I to suppose that nobody in San Jose has had an accidental discharge? Because surely we would have heard about that if this was something that actually would have, you know, occurred. This all kind of, and this is the thing about these laws. This is a very stupid law. It's a really stupid law because, one, I don't know how you enforce it. I don't know how you enforce it. They don't know who has all the guns. They have some people. Some people that are registered, yes, of course, but they don't know them all. They're looking at this from a top-down thing. The house is on fire. They're concerned about the roof. So there's something called the Mothers Against Murder, and her organization advocates for families of murder victims. And she said getting police assistance on investigations or gathering records already takes hours or days, and the police often cite short staffing as the main cause for the delay. How are they going to patrol this? Leader of it, her name is Margaret Petros. She says, I'm feeling aggravated. I think more attention will be paid to this law by police because their bosses at City Hall want this to happen. Now, officers have already had to undergo two separate rounds of training on how to enforce a civil ordinance. And I'm sure that's very creative. I'm sure that's a very creative process to enforce this. Now, in her ruling upholding the insurance mandate, U.S. District Judge Beth Lapson Freeman, appointed to the bench by Obama, ruled that 19th century surety laws requiring individuals deemed to be dangerous to post a bond before they could carry a firearm was sufficiently similar to the San Jose mandate, and that all lawful gun owners obtain an insurance policy, and that the city's requirement therefore passes the text, history, and tradition laid out in the Bruin decision. This has taken a whole lot of artistic license with the Bruin decision, by the way. This is a stretch. See, the court's opinion is that modern-day regulations need to be historical twins to older statutes to the point of absurdity. And her decision is going to be appealed by Gun Owners of California, the National Association for Gun Rights. But now the big question is how exactly it will be enforced. And it sounds like the San Jose police don't know. Somebody said public safety will always take precedent when addressing the gun insurance law, but they also said that the San Jose PD shares responsibility for educating residents about the new ordinance and wouldn't expect officers to immediately start citing people who don't have gun insurance. Who writes it? I don't know. I don't know who writes it. I'm sure somebody does. I want to tell you something I was talking about over on the Daily Show. Just this is my message to you as we head into another weekend, a nice summer weekend. Wherever you are, wherever you're listening, you should take this weekend and go watch an old movie that you just laughed your fourth point of contact off. For me, it's going to be I'm going to binge watch Animal House 1941 and Caddyshack. Why? What does this have to do with being a gun owner, right? If you're engaged to the degree that I am, that means you're always engaged. And sometimes you have to disengage in order to maintain that sharpness. And I'm looking at movies today, and they all have messages. And sometimes I don't want to have a message. Sometimes I just want to laugh because I think laughter is really good medicine. So your homework, once you've given this a listen, is to go look at your old movies, whether you got DVDs or, I've got digital files on iTunes and DVDs. Whatever it is that makes you laugh, stick it in there, click on it, whatever it is, and watch it and laugh and enjoy the mirth, if you will. Enjoy the happiness, because that's what the left is always about, taking everything away from you. Everything they want to take away from you leads to death. Everything. Whether it's your gas-powered water heater, your car, your food, whatever it is, Everything they want to take from you leads to death. And in order to fight this ideological battle, we're going to have to be sharp. And in order to be sharp, we're going to have to sometimes completely disengage and go regroup. And the best way for me to regroup is to laugh. And if that's your best way to regroup, you should be going somewhere and laughing too. So in order for this all to work for me, I'm going to have to laugh at Animal House and 1941 and Caddyshack. And then everything will come back. It'll be good. Everything will be good for me. Because we're going to be fighting for our guns forever. Don't kid yourself on that. So you're going to have to stay sharp. Because if they ever have a chance to take them, they will. They haven't figured out the logistics of that just yet. A lot of that would have to do with perception. As I said earlier, if your perception is if you don't give them up, you're going to die, you're probably going to give them up. Would you agree with that? Some of you won't. Some of you would say, oh, that's the line in the sand, Bill. That's I never go that far. Never going to happen. I got you. I understand. I feel that emotion. But, you know, that's just my advice, and it's worth exactly what you just paid for it. Go have a good laugh this weekend. Recharge your batteries and get ready, because come Monday, it's all going to start again. Because they're never going to quit. Because they want control of your life. They want to decide what to do with it. This is Lock and Load.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes.
If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
One more time. This is Gun Owners News Hour. And looking at New York, New York officials are sticking their thumb in the Supreme Court's eye right now. Something should be done about that. This time we're talking about the NYPD. A new report indicates they issued even further gun permits after the court struck down their old restrictive law as a violation of the Second Amendment than the year before. And at a lower rate. Now, speaking of the courts, they were busy this week at the federal and state level. We got the full details of Hunter Biden's gun deal with federal prosecutors, even as that agreement unexpectedly fell apart at the last moment. His father's ghost gun was denied a stay by the Fifth Circuit of Appeals this week after being struck down last week. And a Michigan State court upheld Michigan State University's campus carry ban. A writer named Jake Fogelman asked the question, raised by a federal judge upholding Oregon's ammo magazine ban, what exactly constitutes common use? Now back to NYPD. Just because NYPD is, I mean, this is bad. This is not good for the citizens of New York. They approved just 21% of 7,260 such applications of 2022. According to data gathered by the reporters at the city. That's down from 56% of the 4,663 application for gun permits it approved in 2021. They also ended up leaving the vast majority of the applications neither approved nor denied in violation of state law. See, they have to go up or down. They can't just hang around. They did not answer questions about why the permit approval rate has dropped so drastically, nor did they say why it has let so many applications go without approval or denial past the state-mandated six-month deadline. Lawmakers and law enforcement officials continue to push the Second Amendment's limits as outlined last year in a case they lost, right? But this is not positive news. Now, moving on to Shannon Watts, because, you know, she's the founder of the Moms Demand Attention. She said she was going to retire sometime this year. She hasn't quite done that yet. But now she wants to restrict speech. Now, Watts is basically a puppet of the Bloomberg machine. And she took to social media to brag about her role in forcing a music video network to remove Jason Aldean's song. And Watts, along with other gun control activists, jumped through hoops to claim his song lyrics glorify and encourage the use of firearms to commit acts of violence. Which is not actually the case. If you haven't seen the video, try that in a small town. If you haven't seen that video, you should go look at it, just so you'll know. Because they're always pushing to limit constitutional rights, so they take everything out of context, and in some cases, they just make up something new altogether. Now, Aldean made Watts mad because of the lyrics of his song. The only reference to a firearm in the song is in the phrase, "Got a gun that my granddad gave me. They say one day they're going to round up. Well, that blank might fly in the city. Good luck." Now, he's talking about his gun being confiscated. He's not talking about taking a gun out and using it. But Watts got on Twitter, because that's where all the big kids go now, is Twitter. And she tweeted her outrage at the artist and his lyrics, even referencing that he was there, he was on stage when the gunfire erupted at the Route 91 Music Festival for Mandalay Bay. And Aldean wasn't shooting anybody, he was running for cover. And Watts falsely claimed that the lyrics matter-of-factly state how he, Aldean, and his friends will shoot you if you try to take their guns. I often wonder about this. Have you ever looked at Quora? Because in Quora, there'll be questions like, what would a gun owner do if I went into his house and collected all of his guns and melted them? Well, I don't know. What would you do if I went in your house and took something of yours and melted it that had some significant monetary value? What would you do? That's a stupid question to ask. Somebody comes into my home to do something like that, or somebody comes into my home because I'm a gun owner, period. There's something seriously wrong with you. You don't even have to be trying to rob me for me to take action against you at that moment. To Aldean's credit, he rejected the claims of stoking violence. And it turns out that standing up to these gun control yahoos is good for business beyond being good on principle. Streaming downloads of his song jumped 999%. The tune shot to the top of the charts. It's the number one song on iTunes for music and video, currently number four on YouTube's chart for trending music videos. Not surprising, her move to censorship. If you look at what a leftist does, they're always trying to take or stop or stifle. So they're going to stifle free speech. They're going to stop certain messages from getting out, and they think they can ban their way to utopia. We see that right now with the climate change people. They think they're going to ban their way to utopia. Except it's unlike guns, where, well, it's sort of like guns. See, right now with guns, the evil low-hanging fruit is AR-15s, semi-automatics. That's the low-hanging fruit. So they're going to go after that. In the hopes that later on they can go back and ban something else. Right now in climate, they're trying to ban gas cars. They don't want you to have a car at all. But they want to try to ban gas cars. And most of the stuff that they're going to do will cause losses of life. Taking away air conditioning, taking away heating things. That will cause loss of life. But as it turns out, nobody's listening to what Watts was broadcasting. And she got the exact opposite of her desired effect. And that's fine. That's the way it should be. I don't know how often we'll see it that way. Sometimes it doesn't go that way at all. And that bothers me a little bit, too. So, bear all of this in mind. As for me, it's about time for me to get back on the range. When was the last time you went to the range? Everybody should be going out and practicing right now. Because you should be carrying your gun everywhere you go. And you need the practice. And I'm hoping that I have settled in on the, as Super Dave calls them, I hope I've settled in on the blaster that suits me. I think I have. That's a story for a different day, another day. You have to stay engaged. You have to stay sharp. And you have to remain a viable combatant in the ideological war. Otherwise, it becomes hot. And nobody wants that. I'm going to go get my back cracked. It's been a while since I got my back cracked. So right after I get done with this, I'm getting in the F-150 and heading south. I'm going to go see my chiropractor and let him take things to the degree it needs to be to get the pain out of there. Stay awake, stay aware, carry your gun everywhere you can. This has been Gun Owners News Hour.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.